This is Retirement Talk. I'm Dal Lowry. I've entitled this episode, Graduation. Retirement is like other graduations. One phase of life is completed. Now it's time to move on. We have experienced several graduations in our lifetime. Our earliest memories of this probably drift back to high school. I know high school graduation is so very distant, at least for those of us who are retired. But it has a way of coming back in the form of grandchildren who don the cap and gown and march down the aisle to participate in their commencement ceremony. The orchestra plays pomp and circumstances, and tears begin to flow. Parents and grandparents realize the significance of the moment. A major milestone in life's passages. If retirement is one of the last major stages in life, as we step away from the world of work, certainly high school graduation marks one of the first stages of adulthood as they step into the world of work. As we stepped off, they step on. It's been many years since I've given any thought to high school graduation. And then it seems almost without warning, as we're sitting at our granddaughter's commencement, she's our first grandchild, and this is our first experience in this role. There's something about ritual ceremonies that glue us together. I had thought it was just a couple of hours to sit through and then present her with a gift, and that would be it. But that wasn't the case. Sitting sandwiched between my son, whose daughter was graduating, and my daughter, who had flown to Alaska for the proceedings, I could feel the bridge that ties generations together. They were all excited, as was I. They were proud of their graduate, as was I. She's well prepared. One generation is again melding into another. Cultural knowledge, traditions, values, and customs have been passed on. This is a celebratory ritual of hope. Great effort has been extended by the students, parents, and teachers. We like to think we've done all we can. It's time to take a moment to celebrate. Retirement brings many new experiences to life, and this is one that I had never considered. Student excitement and enthusiasm was in the air, celebrating the completion of their phase of life. The traditional speeches were given, congratulating hard work and encouraging high hopes. Some even ventured to offer a bit of parting advice. The chorus sang two songs, and then the names were read. Names were announced, and cheers followed. It was a class of 450, and that meant the crowd numbered several thousand parents, relatives, and friends, everyone wishing and hoping for the best. It is a time of solidarity. It is a time when we pause to realize and celebrate the eternal movement of generations. It's their time, but it is our time too. Another generation is moving into center stage. The light is starting to shift and focus on them and what they may make of their life as full-fledged adults. Some will go to work and have children within a year or two. Some will go to college and delay work and parenthood for some time. My mind is on those that have slept in homeless shelters and yet managed to hang on. Those that have gone to school hungry. They have suffered at the hands of abusive parents. Those that have managed by hook or crook to get this certificate. Eyes tear up. Human resilience is hard to imagine. Many are headed to college. It's almost a requirement. The statistics say 90% of them plan on some sort of continuing education. The statistics say that only 40% will actually graduate from a four-year college. Things will happen. Luck will find some. Others will find a rough road ahead. We retired are able to use hindsight in this situation to extend understanding and support. But on this night, optimism reigns. Everyone in the building is hoping for the same thing. We wish everyone well. Hearts are lifted and tears of joy fill our eyes. We're grandparents, we retired. We have a role to play. We are the elders. We are the elders witnessing what we're leaving behind. We graduate many times in life. We step up. We step away. We step in. We move. That's the thing, isn't it? We move on. Hopefully, we move on to something greater than that which you have just experienced. We wish that for all graduates, and we wish that for everyone on graduation night. When the orchestra strikes up, it welds us all together in life's processional. We celebrate the bonds that tie one generation to the other. Take a moment to enjoy. This is Retirement Talk. I'm Del Lowry.